Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:10 and oh my God, it's Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Our weekly holiday. So nice to see you. I didn't get your Friday present this week, Yuzi. I'll dance extra special for you.
Oh,
you know, usually
yeah.
We exchange gifts on Friday, you know. But
right. Well, I wore an extra tight shirt for you today.
I did. So. I noticed that. I knew that I knew immediately that was your Friday gift to me. So
that
thank
was
you.
For Sarah, huh?
That's for me.
Yeah, it's for
did
Sarah.
You notice that right when we walked in, she was walking sideways?
I was?
You were walking from the studio into the office, so you were silhouetted and sideways and just looking fantastic. Just.
Okay.
Tight shirt. Thank you. I was thinking to myself, that must be my gift. Thank you. Yesterday, this text came in, and Yuzi, I don't believe, had her headphones on, so we set it aside to ask her about it today. This is about the thunder from Down Under. Oh, no. It's nothing bad. They said the guys were handsome but didn't dance well. This is from 707. The guys were handsome but didn't dance well, and Yuzi's gay friend got humped on. That's Danielle from Big Brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was with two of my gay boys, and they were having the best time. So
the guys were humping on them?
One of them was, yeah.
Oh, fun.
I thought they danced just fine.
Yeah, she said they didn't dance too well.
Oh, well, so did you maybe she knows more than I do.
About dance moves?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. You seem to know a lot about dance. I don't know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, you know more about dancing than anyone we know.
Why do you know so much about dancing?
I love it. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like you've been doing it for a long time. Like
well, you know, when I was a kid, my mom said I would stand on the table and take my clothes off.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah, my mom said that, yeah.
That's interesting.
But what I did like would, is the guys
started
were
early, I guess.
They were not greased up.
Yeah.
They were just, their bodies were rocking. I mean, wow. Wow.
You know, hey, not to take it off the thunder from Down Under, but back to Big Brother, who Danielle wrote that. Mm-hmm. How funny was it the last week's episode when Jesse, the muscle head, comes in and Brett, the other muscle head, is like in love. Mm-hmm. He has the puppy dog eyes as he's looking at his muscular friend.
He's my idol.
Oh, we both have well-developed pecs. Look at him hold his arm.
Yeah, I love when they bring back Jesse. What do they call him? Does they have like a nickname? He was on
Mr. Something.
Mr. Fabulous, Mr. Fantastic.
I don't
something.
Remember. I can't remember.
Mr. Pectacular.
Yes.
So he was a contestant 10 years ago on this show. And he's a total musclehead, kind of a dingbat.
He's funny, though.
He is really funny.
Jesse Godders?
I don't know what his last name is.
His last name has God in it. G-O-D-D-E-R-Z.
Oh, Godders. Wow. He's super, he's almost like, you know, like an Arnold style from back in the day. Like, he's that muscular.
He's jacked. He's
right.
in the gym
That's
a
clearly,
lot.
He's a
right,
professional
lives there.
Wrestler.
Oh.
That's what he does.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Gotta be careful in professional wrestling. You might pretend mess up your face. Anyway, he's really funny. So last night, I get the East Coast feed, so I was able to watch Big Brother.
Oh.
It was on the regular time.
So I got up this morning
at
2:45. I came downstairs. I started my coffee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I turned on the Big Brother that I recorded. And there's the 49ers and the Cowboys game, the last 4 minutes. So I'm like, ooh, you fast forward. And I'm watching. And you know how this is always the way. It's preseason, guys. Call it a game. But no, they play every last flipping second of that game. I got to see 30 minutes of Big Brother.
Did you see
her
the Bailey
flip out?
Yes.
And it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
know what
funny
else to say.
It's funny because she said something like, Angela's on national TV making an ass of herself. And then she turns right around and she flips out. So she's it.
She hit that level voice wise where, you know, she's losing it.
She was shrieking.
Yeah. She goes to that other level where she's not just yelling at someone. She's completely lost.
She's also
all control of herself.
She looks like a rabid dog because she bit her something in her mouth. Did you notice that she was bleeding profusely in her mouth as she's screaming? There's just blood on her teeth, blood all over her tongue.
I did not see that.
Can you see if you can pull that up?
What's her name?
This is yesterday's.
Her name is Bailey.
It was last night.
Oh
yes.
My God.
Last night. Just type in Bailey flip out. It must be the first thing that comes right up. But the video of it. It's her left side of her mouth, because it's on the right as you're looking at her. She was just screeching.
I actually give her credit, because what I was able to watch of the show, it ended before they voted.
Right.
So on my feed. But she did, when she got to speak, say, I'm sorry for yelling like that. And I'm glad she did, because she needed to do that.
Well, and I actually did feel bad for Tyler, who wasn't wrong, as he recounted. They even played back their conversation. She's screaming like, no, I did not do that. And he's like, you did. He said, I put her name out there to find out who you were putting up, basically. And you said yes.
You confirmed it, right.
So it was very disturbing to watch. That's some next level shrieking. Like, I don't know what I do if
someone
was yelling
at me
like
that. She was also making these accusations, and it was her.
She was basically screaming about everything that she had done.
Right.
But blaming it on someone else.
So
it was crazy.
That's, you know what? That's the beauty of the game, but that's also humanity failing right there. Like, man.
She's tough, though. She gets really upset about things. She's very, very sensitive about certain things. And if she feels disrespected, she really, that gets her.
Right.
And,
but
then she stops listening.
She said to someone, I forget, I think it might have been Brett. He goes like, what, you know, listen, honey. And she goes, oh, no, you do not call me honey. But last night she was screaming sweetheart at other people, like, through her
no,
rant.
No, it's okay for her,
like,
but
not the blood in her mouth.
Yeah, oh my God.
Dang, man, you got it.
Did you find the blood, Yuzi? Are you looking at it?
No, I'm looking, but I typed in Bailey Big Brother flip out last night. It's not coming up. A bunch of other stuff is coming, but not
Can
that one.
Can you see it, Brittany?
I'm at the part where she's freaking out right now.
With the yellow.
I didn't see any blood, but I...
She's already bleeding there.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. Oh my God. This is so awful.
Listen to the music, too.
The
first time I saw it, it was 2 a.m, but I'm watching it again now a few hours later, and the music is... They really ramped that up.
Damn.
But how about her voice? She's completely gone. Yeah.
That's
what I imagined when you guys said that. Like,
she's hysterical.
Your last vocal cord.
Right.
It's that baby scream. The one where the baby's just had it.
Just losing its mind. Oh, that's just awful. Yikes. Just listen to that again. I swear to God, my heart rate's up. Oh, that'll help me close my exercise ring.
Is she the next one out?
Maybe.
Well, there's
you know, Vinny didn't get to it.
It's fine. I mean, it's obvious what happened.
So I was waiting for them to. So she is talking to Julie later in the show,
right?
And she is. She looks great. She's put it all together. I think she felt she knew what was coming, and she's out there talking to her, and she's trying to be calm. But she's, you know, she's a chick with some attitude, and she's. She's funny, but I thought that maybe Julie would ask her about, because the rumor we heard yesterday is that she's knocked up with Swaggy's kid, and that's why Swaggy went and met her parents. And but they made no mention of that. So who knows? And I don't know how anyone would know unless maybe
Well, if she didn't have confirmation, then maybe that they didn't ask because she hasn't taken a test and right. is unable to confirm anything.
Right. And I would think that if she did suspect that, they would get her a pregnancy test. And because I think you're supposed to go right in and see your doctor and then get on prenatal vitamins. And I mean, there's a whole well, thing.
Someone says, I hope Swaggy has seen what he's in
for. I thought the same thing.
Swaggy, there's your first bite.
This is what you're in for. This is what she's capable of.
They said that boy should run as fast as he can.
And that's her freaking out on national television.
Right.
Like
over a game.
Right.
Over a game. That's not him having, you know.
And Tyler's keeping it pretty calm. I give him credit, too, because I think he was very upset by it afterwards. I really like Tyler. He's just like,
He's a carrot top looking dude.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not a villain like that. But he actually didn't escalate. He tried to keep it on a I'm not screaming level and did a pretty good job.
What could he do?
Well, some people match that.
Look,
it's easy to look sane when the person
that is true.
From you
that's really is true.
You know, that level right there that she hits for dudes, that's fist fighting level. Like you can't.
You would never get to that because you'd have been hitting the person before that.
Because you can't. She's lost all control.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
walking that back. I mean, she's fully in it. Okay, let's change gears here.
All right.
Because I want to get to something.
That'd be great.
So getting a star on the Hollywood Walk, I'm going to tell you this part to help you with the game that we're going to play.
Okay.
Because I saw this list this morning. It's a list of big stars who aren't on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, all right.
And so I said, you know, and actually, so there's like, I don't know, a zillion people on the Walk of Fame.
2,600?
Yeah, something like that. And so I said to our intern, I'm like, just go find me some names that, you know, are on there. I don't want the list of 2,600. And if you've ever done the Hollywood Walk of Fame, there are, for every stars whose name you know, there's someone you don't know. Like the star definition is fairly loose. Anybody can be nominated to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and you have to back that up. And I think they say they have about 300 submissions per year. And they pick about 20 or 30 new stars to do each year.
Is that right?
Something like that. So there's a new crop. In fact, this year, for the Walk of Fame class of 2019, Tyler Perry, Lupita Nyong'o, Guillermo del Toro, Anne Hathaway, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Mandy Moore, Pink, and a few
others.
I'm
down with all those.
I would say
those all seem legitimate.
All
right?
Legitimate. Right. Celebrities.
But if you walk down it, you know, and it might just be that you're too young to know this particular star. But there's producers on there.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, people from technical areas of filmmaking that you might not even have ever encountered.
Have
even
you
if you're
been?
A huge, yeah, I've done the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Have you been?
When I was younger, probably in my late teens.
All right.
Yeah, we took the kids a couple years ago.
It's very dirty, though.
It's not what you think. It's not fabulous.
I wouldn't go to it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's sort of fun. Your kid might be into it.
Yeah,
right. Once you've seen it, you're like, and you walk by, like, the whiskey, and you're walking down Sunset. It's just, it's very, very touristy. It's, doesn't it go right by the Man's Chinese Theater, too, where everybody has their handprints? That's sort of neat. But, yeah, it's a total tourist thing to do. So, the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce oversees the operation. You've got to be nominated. Anybody can submit an application, a fan, a studio, even the entertainer themselves. But if you nominate someone, they have to agree. So say you nominated, I don't know, George Takei, or Takei, whatever his name is, from Star Trek. Let's just use him as an example. He would have to say, I nominated him. He would have to agree that if he was selected, that he would pay $40,000, or someone would be paying $40,000 to install and upkeep the star. That is the cost.
It's like a membership fee.
It's a fee.
Right.
And I don't even know if it ends there. You know, there's, as it goes on, maybe that's for the first 10 years. I don't know. So
what I've seen, and I think I'm right, although I'm only speculating. I've seen these be tied into movie promotions, and I think studios are willing to pay to get someone's star put up in, like, with that movie that's coming out. So they can be, their big star can be pictured by their star.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I've seen that happen together a few times, enough that I feel like often the studios pay for that.
It definitely does seem like most of the time there's a group, a studio, what have you, behind whosever star is on there. And I don't know if, you know, maybe because there are people who have long since passed away. I don't know if someone continues to pay for maintenance on that, or if that was just a...
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's about $40,000. And, you know, there's about 2,600 celebrities on there. So now it's time to play a game.
Oh, all right.
Vinny, I have here 12 pair ups. I'm going to give you two names. You're going to tell me which of them is on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, fun. All right.
Simple yes or no answers. You've got to get, let's say, 7 out of 12 right. And then you'll win $5. Are you ready?
Yes or no answers?
No, just pick the name. I'm going to give you two names. You tell me which one is on and which one is off.
Okay.
Your first matchup, Paula Abdul or Carrie Fisher. Which of them has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
So to be clear, one of them does not.
One of them does,
sure
not
does not
have.
Okay.
One of them does. One of them does not. Paula Abdul or Carrie Fisher. Which of them has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Paula Abdul has a star.
Paula Abdul does have a star. Carrie Fisher does not have a star.
Ah.
Your next matchup.
I can see certain celebrities saying, "No, thanks. I don't need that."
Yeah.
I've been down there, and there's no point to that.
Yeah. Yes, I've been down there. I never want to go there again. Muhammad Ali or Leonardo DiCaprio? Which of them has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
See, I think Leo probably got one bought for him. So I'm going to say Leo has one.
I'm sorry. Muhammad Ali is the one.
Really?
Out of those two. No star on the Walk of Fame for Leo DiCaprio.
I feel like he got one before he died.
Muhammad did?
Yeah.
See, I see him going, no thanks. Like, he was a guy who didn't play games.
Mm.
He didn't need that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali was the guy who, right in the
like
face of...
I feel like he was there, like, I saw pictures of him not speaking, but holding up, you know, the Muhammad Ali.
Oh, really?
Oh, funny.
Yeah. I remember what I think of him. Well, not only was he a great boxer and a champion, but he was the guy who said, "Nobody in Vietnam ever did anything to me, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to fight that
right.
war."
Right.
Like, he's that guy.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anyway, he has one.
Next up, Criss Angel or Julia Roberts? Angel.
I feel like Julie is another one who's big enough to have said, "Nah, I don't need that." I'm going to say Criss Angel.
Criss Angel
has
is correct. Oh. Criss Angel, the magician.
Illusionist.
But Julia Roberts does not have a star. Next matchup, Stan Lee, the comic book guy, or Clint Eastwood?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I tried to do some difficult pairings
here. That's a hard
one.
Yeah. I feel like Clint's another one who might have had his star purchased by a studio, but he's also a guy who's big enough to have said, "I'm going to say Clint has one."
I'm sorry. It's Stan Lee. Stan Lee of the pair.
He is
you
big
are on
enough.
The right track,
I know.
Man.
He's big enough to have said, "I don't need that, punk."
Next matchup, Jay Leno or Denzel Washington?
These are hard.
Mm-hmm. This is really hard. Jay Leno has one.
Jay Leno does have one, Vinny.
Again.
Next matchup, Robert Redford or Eddie Murphy?
This is too hard. You didn't even try to make this
Dude,
doable.
You're more than halfway. You have more right than wrong. Robert Redford or Eddie Murphy?
Okay.
Which of them has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Oh, damn. We're so late. I'm sorry.
Oh, shucks.
I'm going to keep going.
Okay, all right.
I don't even care.
All right, good. My thought process here is, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I think I just saw that Robert Redford is 81.
Right, and he said he's retiring from acting.
Yeah,
okay,
after
so
this next movie comes out.
So he's 81. I'm going to say, I feel like the start with the walk of is an old school thing and that he may have gotten on there at a young... I'm going to say Robert Redford has a star.
I'm sorry, it's Eddie Murphy.
Oh,
and I... And as I've been sitting here thinking, we are so late. I'm going to finish this game.
We'll do a short song. We'll do a short song to come out on the other side of the break.
You just said screw commercials.
I know.
Now you're going back on it.
We can't screw commercials, but we can
screw the song. That's true.
All right.
Okay, so do one more.
No, I got like 20. They're all so good. If I'm going to only do one more, then I'm going to go up to, I can do it. I can finish it at 7.
Okay. All right, finish it at 7.
All right, I'm going to finish this at Vinny right now. You're 3 for 6.
And how many do I got to get?
7 out of 12. Mm. 7 out of 12. We'll continue our Hollywood Walk of Fame game.
Four more?
All right. Correct. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Aaron Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We need fall interns. Get your cover letter and resume to Uzette at RadioAlice.com. And another example of interns have their foot in the door. Looks like we're going to hire one of our current interns. That's amazing.
Great job.
Bryn, you're a former intern. We hired
That's correct.
A lot of people here.
You were an intern.
I was. I was an
Not
intern
here,
at
but...
BCN for almost 2 years in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun. Changed my whole life.
Yeah.
It really did, right?
For the better, right?
Correct. Yes, Sarah.
Good to know. Email uzette@radioalice.com. You have to get college credit for it, and we do pay.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Cuts for Kids, 6th annual free haircuts and school supplies. Oh. So this is in the South Bay on Sunday, August 19th. That's not this Sunday, but next. Elementary, junior high, and high school kids in San Jose and the surrounding communities can get a free haircut and a free backpack to help start the school year off with confidence. The event is open to all children, and it's free. The Barbers, Inc. Barbershop in downtown San Jose has been hosting this for 5 years. This is the 6th annual.
That's
It's called
great.
Cuts for Kids with K's.
Oh.
Cuts with a Z. And okay,
the number 4?
Yes.
Okay, Cuts for Kids.
But Z's at the end instead of S's.
And K's. And
it's a way to give back.
The number
so this
four.
Is very cool. It's Sunday, August 19th from noon to 5, the Barbers, Inc. Barbershop in San Jose. Good job, guys.
Very nice.
Here's what's happening.
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm a little surprised by this. I think that you must have other reasons to not want to date someone than this.
Oh.
Almost half of single people in a new survey said it's becoming more socially acceptable to use your phone while on a date, and that if someone pulled out a janky old phone, they'd look bad on them.
You mean like if they had an iPhone 4 or something?
Yeah. Or a flip phone even. You know, there's
are
a few
those,
of those.
Do those even still work?
I'm telling you, there are some hipsters out there who are like,
flip phones.
I'm purposefully going to have a janky phone. 30% of people say they'd stop dating someone if they had an older phone. 30%. Like a flip
that
phone.
That seems ridiculous.
They also say,
like, I didn't want to spend the money on a new phone. I'm married to it, so I didn't buy a new one. Mine is so janky.
It's
right
a turn
now.
Off.
People are breaking up with me left and right.
Why don't you go get a new one?
I'm going to try and get a new battery for it, and maybe that'll fix it. I don't want a new one. It doesn't have a headphone
It's not job. Right for anybody to spend anybody's money. It's not my job or listeners' jobs or anybody else's, but everything you spent on that yard, you can go
I'm
get yourself.
Money.
Well, come on. Get
I'm
yourself a useful
now.
Phone, would you?
A kid in college, a kid about to go to college. I like my phone. There's nothing wrong with it. Just
you
the battery
just said,
drains.
You just said the battery drains.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with it.
Well, I need a new battery. Well, needs a new battery. All it needs is a new battery. It's a battery.
20% said it's a turnoff if the other person's phone doesn't have the same operating system.
Oh, like if I have an iPhone and you have an Android.
Right.
Oh, that wouldn't bother me. Would that bother you?
No, but I do understand. You notice that someone's
right
thing is a different color, and that means you're not connected on the same operating system. And I remember when I used to jump phones a lot.
Yeah,
I've had people go, "Hey, you switched your phone. Why are you coming through green?" I'm like, "Oh, for Christ's sakes!" Yeah, I switched.
What difference
phones.
Does it make?
Trying to see what all the the fuss is about.
Right.
Turns out it's about nothing.
Right. You just get used to the one you use,
and
you're
it doesn't
all set.
Really matter.
Right. But it would be harder for me to pick up your phone and go through it. You know, I wouldn't know where everything was.
That's what the fingerprint lock is for.
Yeah, that's okay. I know what your code is. So you have to put that in.
Do you know the code?
Sure. I know the code on everybody's phone.
You do?
Not on yours.
10%. Oh, you don't? Okay, no. Good. 10% said a cracked screen is a major turnoff. These are people who are out there in the world dating and are finding reasons to eliminate people from their dating pool.
That's what this is. They're just finding reasons because who among us hasn't been walking around with a janky phone with a cracked screen? It happens.
It makes you seem cheap, clumsy, and careless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, could you just say, I dropped it this morning. I'm going to get this fixed.
Let's get it fixed now then.
Okay, great. Let's go. There's a kiosk at the mall that does it for $99. We'll see a movie while we wait.
I don't like to keep a janky phone. I use it for a lot of stuff. But if that's it, just dump me.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. You're going to find something.
Yeah, I mean, if you're... You don't need to reach. Just let me lose.
Just, sure.
I'm going to...
Set me free.
Sever
the
both.
Ties.
Yeah.
I'm right. For sure going to disappoint you. Trust me.
If that's what your standard is. You have to have the latest phone. It has to be in perfect condition.
I am going to disappoint you. Trust
me. That's
so
stupid. Oh, my God. We're so shallow. What's wrong with us? What's happened to us?
I don't know. We definitely are seeing a weird changeover in society because of the pace by which technology has moved and the other social changes.
Did you see the story about the Kardashians are making people hate poor people?
I've never heard that.
There was a story floating around yesterday or the day before that, like,
I don't remember this.
People who watch, I don't know, I might have read it at my
people
house.
Who watch,
people who watched the Kardashians were less, they put them through these tests or whatever. They were way less sympathetic toward people who had less than they did, or, you know, that they valued people based on what they had. It was this whole disturbing
Yuck.
End of society.
As
janky phones.
It.
You know, it's right. It's yeah. Like, really? You would judge someone because they had a phone that was a couple years old? They didn't need a new phone. F off.
Well, don't you think there's a certain emptiness to
yes.
our society in general as we mm-hmm. talk about all the different things going on mm-hmm. around us, especially in particular, music. Like, we look at rap and we go, oh, that song's terrible. But really, it's not. It's so much of it is empty. I don't want to hear you talk about Gucci, dude. What is your
Gucci
deal?
Prada bag.
Like, you know, Public
Louis
Enemy
bag.
Was a rap mm-hmm. group or band or I don't know what you want to call them, but they rapped about social stuff that actually gave you a look into a world you may not know about. I don't need you to tell me about your Gucci. I'm good. I
right.
don't ever aspire to that. I don't want to know about
Plus,
that.
I can't understand you. Can you please enunciate a little bit more? Just seems like you're just slurring your words. And also, your song sounds like every other song in the top 10.
So,
and Drake sucks.
That to me.
No. I
At
don't.
Least he loves Kiki.
Yuck.
There's something going there.
Kiki, I don't love you.
It's not about your Fendi bag. I don't, what?
Gucci bag. A Fendi bag.
Get
Prada bag.
Out of here
bag.
With that. Ugh. $2,500 Nikes. What?
I know. Like, honestly. Come on.
Air Force Ones are $85. That's what you spend.
Yeah. What's an Air Force One?
Oh, for Christ's sakes. I can't talk to you about shoes.
You're right. Just give up on that. We're not a good fit.
Beards are so popular, they're killing the razor industry.
Oh.
That's funny. I mean, the razor industry is big business.
Sure.
Yeah.
In fact,
very expensive.
We talked about Harry's before we did spots for them, but there are companies that went, why is Gillette the only one that gets to have product in any store? Clearly, there's a market there to be shared. And they've moved in.
Extremely expensive. The you know.
Very.
Yes, they are. You're right.
It's no wonder places like Harry's are cutting into their business.
I feel like it's a little bit different because I feel men's razors are more supposedly men's razors are more expensive than women's.
Oh, they
Whereas
are for
mostly
sure.
Women's products are more expensive than men's.
Yeah, and we it's can use. I can use any razor, disposable razor. Doesn't I don't have to have a. I can use an old razor and get a fine shave on my legs,
oh.
Dudes. And John knows if I've used his razor too. He gets really mad.
You know what's funny
That's
is
a big deal.
It doesn't do as good a job on him anymore. Apparently,
I didn't realize. I didn't notice. I can't tell, But I did. I was happened to be showering with my partner, who was reaching for the razor blindly and was reaching for mine. And then she went, I'm like, I just watched you do that.
I know which one you use.
Wait, did she reach for hers because you were there?
Yes. She reached for mine and then moved over to hers because I was there. Yeah. And I was like, it's fine. Just do whatever. She went back for mine. I don't know if mine's better.
Yours is better. I will not use a disposable at all.
Oh, I will. I don't care.
It'll cut me up.
John puts he's got an old handle, and so he'll take his razor off and put it on mine, and I use it for, mm-hmm. so when he switches out his razor, he gives me his old one, and then so I get to use that for a couple weeks.
Oh. Yeah. A couple weeks.
I have no idea how often he changes
it. Oh, well, you only shave your legs once a week Right, so.
Today's the day.
Well, it's Friday. Gonna get
shaving
some.
Day. Well, he already got a bunch this week, so. He did, actually.
With your janky eye?
Yeah, because I felt he just took such good care of me, and I really, you know.
Doesn't he?
He's good all the time, Ben, but it was really that Sunday. I mean, I woke him up early. I dragged him to three different emergency places, and he was just I could not open my eyes. He had to lead me everywhere. Mm-hmm. He was saying, "Open your mouth," feeding me, like I was a baby, and it was just I was traumatized, and it was so touching to me that there he was. I could count on him, and so as soon as I got my eye open, I was doing all kinds of stuff to him. I'm like,
"Good
you are
for
the
you.
Freaking
You're
best.
A nice lady for giving back like
well,
that."
You know, John, I know he only wants a couple things.
I never get to hang with John, but he doesn't strike me as a me first guy.
No. Yeah.
Like, I have to stop and think, am I just putting myself first yet again for the millionth time? Okay, I am. I need to.
Yeah, I don't even stop to think about it. That's what I do.
Right.
It's me first. How's this going to affect me?
Right.
He takes care of me. He takes care of my kids. He takes care of the house. He does everything. And the least I can do is bang him regularly.
The least.
Even when I don't want to. Then I pretend I want to. I'm like, oh my God, you look so hot right now. Get your clothes off.
You.
Let's see what you got.
Yeah.
Maybe a selfish bastard, but you're also a nice person.
That's the one thing.
Good example for the other people in the world.
I have to say, Vinny, that so much of my attitude towards sex has been from hanging around with you for so long. Because
to help.
You've really, like, in ways that most people don't express, I see it as this need. And that, you know, when you said you are his sex life.
It's part of the marriage.
I am his sex
life.
Or
a relationship.
And
whatever.
I know what a horny bastard that guy is. Yeah. So I try to put out regularly.
Just takes a few minutes, ladies.
Yeah.
Men.
It really does. And everybody's so much happier.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to, do it.
There's no question that after I've been cared for, I'm like, I swear to you, I'm like, I'll wash your car. I'll do. What do you need? What can I do?
It's true. The more sex you give,
for you too.
The happier your life is too.
Right.
Good advice going into the weekend.
Yes,
everyone
do that. Person,
do ya?
Do ya wife the new days? Mm.
So the beards—they're killing the razor industry.
Oh, this show.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. You have to pay for your own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, says 510.
Mm.
Yeah, that was part of the story.
Somebody can sponsor, like studios pay for those often, but yes, the people who've nominated and are nominated are the ones who are responsible for the price.
510 says Rockstar's camel toe is wow.
Oh, Rockstar's camel toe is wow.
Well, she had to wear that.
It's a terribly unflattering outfit. You got to watch. There's a couple things that you have to watch for.
Watch again later.
You'll go back and finish it, right?
Yes.
So Rockstar had to wear this outfit. It's like a workout outfit because you lost a game.
Well, it's a singlet, though.
It is. It's
anytime you have to pull something over your shoulders that's down below your waist, it comes up on
you. It does. So it comes up on her. Also, it's got very sturdy elastic around the thighs, mm-hmm. so we've got some chunklet action happening. But also the bra that she's got on under it, she's got some funky pec stuff happening because her boobs have a life of their own. You got to watch when she stands up to do her.
Are they fake?
I don't think so.
Huh.
But she stands up to do her, you know, you have a brief moment to make a statement,
right.
You know, why you should be in. You got to watch her boobs as she does that. They go like.
Oh.
Every direction.
And they're tightly in there, but it's like the muscles underneath are making them move and do all this funky stuff.
707 says, Sarah.
What?
Will you ever wear that contact again? I was thinking of getting a reader contact, but I don't know now after what happened to you.
Listen, yes, I will. I'm telling you, I love those things. It's my own fault. I left it in too long. That is what happened. You have to. And the thing is, they're so comfortable that you could sleep with the thing in. You know, I have slept with the thing in.
You have?
Oh, lots of. You forget to take it out. You can't even feel it. And then the next morning, I've gone, I already have one in. And I've gone through the whole next day. And then it does start to, I think it degrades or something. And I think that's what happened with this. And then I had drinks.
Traveling. Right.
All with the same contact in. And it was, I am going to go back to them. I'm going to give it a little time.
I love mine, but yeah. I don't use them like you use them.
No, they're 12. They're supposed to be 12 hours.
And I use mine for 2 to 5 at the most.
And yours are disposable.
And mine are disposable, but they're different than yours. They're much thicker and harder. They're not nearly as easy to forget that you have them in. They gave me those type for trials, and I actually had more trouble getting them in and out. Because they're so thin,
very soft,
and so flexible,
fold easily.
These the ones I'm using are UV protection, and so they're thicker,
right?
And they work great. It allows me to surf and see everything in the ocean.
Yeah,
without...
I get that. After this week, people might be like, "Whoa, I'm not doing that." But I'm telling you, as a person who constantly has to read, and also does not want to walk around with glasses. I mean, they're absolutely great, but I'm not going to wait the 6 months that Hooman says, but I am going to give my eye time to totally
recover. I think you
should
wait 6 months.
But Hooman said 6 months.
He's not a doctor, though, so I am going to go see an ophthalmologist and make sure that everything's okay with the eye. And
all right.
Blah, blah. Oh, let's break.
This is one of the few times where I don't want to say I told you so.
You are amazing. Thank you for telling me so. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have a couple great stories, but first, we're going to finish that game about the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I want my $5.
You want it after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.